From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting India carries out what it calls surgical strikes over the Pakistan border. India's army said Thursday that it had launched surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan, but Islamabad rejected that claim, calling it an incident of cross-border firing. The strikes come in the wake of a militant attack on an Indian army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers and which Prime Minister Narendra Modi said would not go unpunished. India's Director General of Military Operations, Ranbir Singh, told a news conference Thursday that the strikes were carried out to thwart terrorist teams positioned on launch pads along the disputed Kashmir border. He said that significant casualties were caused to these terrorists and those who tried to support them. The Indian Army official said he had informed his Pakistani counterpart about the operation, which has ended.
In line with Pakistan's commitment made in January 2004, not to allow its soil or territory under its control for any terrorist activities against India, we expect the Pakistan Army to cooperate with us with a view to erase this menace of terrorism from our region.
Well, soon after that announcement, Pakistan's military said in a statement the notion of surgical strike linked to alleged terrorist bases is an illusion being deliberately generated by India to create false effects. The Pakistani army said two of its soldiers had been killed and nine wounded in the exchange of fire against the volatile border, which it accused India of provoking. The cross-border firing along the border is reported to be continuing. This is VOA News. Syria's military has released a video of its new advances in the contested Syrian city of Aleppo, showing destruction and ruins in a neighborhood that is hundreds of years old. The video released Thursday shows damaged traditional buildings which are with arched ceilings and stone walls in the Farafra neighborhood that rest at the foot of the old citadel in Aleppo City. The video shows mounds of debris, twisted metal bars, and broken ceilings with fighters walking past. Meanwhile, a top Russian diplomat says the United States' threat to halt cooperation with Russia in the Syrian conflict constitutes an emotional breakdown and says Russia is willing to support a 48-hour ceasefire around Aleppo. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov on Thursday rejected Washington's calls for a 7-day pause in hostilities, but said Russia is willing to support a 48-hour truce for humanitarian purposes. At least one person is reported dead, more than 100 injured, after a commuter train crashed into a busy rail station in Hoboken, New Jersey. Hoboken City spokesman Juan Melly told VOA the train derailed and plowed through the platform during the Thursday morning rush hour. Witnesses reported seeing one woman pinned under concrete and others bleeding after the train crashed through a barrier at the end of the track. The U.S. Congress has voted to override President Barack Obama's veto of a bill that would allow lawsuits against Saudi Arabia for the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
In opposing the measure, the White House argued it endangers Americans abroad by undermining the concept of sovereign immunity.
The United States of America is more deeply engaged in more countries around the world than any other country in the world. So carving out additional exceptions to sovereign immunity puts the United States at greater risk than any other country in the world.
But many of the president's top allies on Capitol Hill were unswayed. 15 of the 19 hijackers on 9/11 were Saudis. Victims' families have long believed that Saudi elements aided the hijackers. However, Saudi Arabia has long denied any role in the 9/11 attacks and warned of repercussions from the bill. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Amnesty International says Sudanese forces have used chemical weapons against civilians in the Darfur region. A new report estimates the attacks may have killed as many as 250 civilians and injured hundreds more, including young children. And Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said he'll press Russia to support efforts by the United Nations to prosecute those responsible for the downing of a Malaysian plane.
That's the latest world news from VOA.